The option to take it off is what?
Put it on.
Okay. My sister blanked that.
Blanked it.
Okay, can you, I'm asking you if you have the ability. I say, can you blank that?
I'll do that.
Okay, and you have
done that.
And you blanked that yesterday.
I did that yesterday.
Okay.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Okay. I might ask you what to do, and you might shrug your shoulders and check your head and say,
nothing.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Then he'd say, oh, I thought you said, that'll come out tomorrow. What's the opposite of nothing?
Something.
Okay, I've never heard of blank things.
Some things.
Okay, and if there's things like that, and I'm talking about, say people stealing stuff and doing stuff, and you'd say, I've never heard of
such things.
Okay. My family has blank lived here.
Always.
Okay. How long have you been living here? Ever blank I got married.
Ever since.
Okay. It wasn't an accident. He did it
on purpose.
Okay. I don't know. You better blank him if you talk about something that you aren't sure about. Your boss is going to know. You better
ask.
Okay. And you have
asked him.
And yesterday you
asked.
And you will
ask him.
Every time they meet, two people don't get along.
They fight.
Okay, they have fought. Yesterday
they fought.
And they will
fight.
Okay. If somebody is going to use a knife or somebody, what do they do?
Stab.
Okay, and if past tense, they
stab.
Okay, funny pictures on the blackboard, the teacher asks, who
drew these?
Okay. And if you're going to lift something like a piece of machinery up on the roof, you might use pulley blocks and a rope to do what?
Hoist it.
Okay. What are the major sections of city? Say in Nashville, if we got a big city, what are they called?
Suburbs.
Okay. Now, what if you got a map? You say the up
block.
Okay. But then what this is, this direction is what?
North
and
south. East and west.
Now, is that the way it is in Nashville? Do you have those kind of sections in the town? Do you have north side and that sort of thing or not?
Yes.
What is the financial district called?
The business district.
Okay. Where are the oldest and largest stores and shops located in the city?
In the downtown area.
Okay. Now, are there neighborhoods that can be identified according to particular nationality groups or religious groups or ethnic groups?
I'm not familiar enough to say. I'm sure they are.
Okay. Do the well-off and poor members of these groups live in different neighborhoods?
Yes.
Okay. But are you familiar with any large city where you'd be able to say what those sections are, like in Nashville?
Where the Nashville would be the largest city.
Okay. And what section of town do the rich people live in?
I'd say Bellmead, Old Hickory maybe, Brentwood.
Uh-huh. And what about the folks who are the poor folks?
I'd say inner city in Nashville.
Okay.
Of course, Jefferson Street area.
Okay.
Charlotte Avenue area.
Okay. Do any of the neighborhoods you just talked about, do any of these neighborhoods have their own financial districts or anything?
I would know.
Okay. What about some local landmarks in Nashville? We'll talk about Nashville, but that's the city.
Andrew Jackson's home.
Okay.
Bellmead Mansion. Opryland, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Not a landmark yet. Hermitage. Mm-hmm. Andrew Jackson's home. Fort Negley.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Grand Ole Opry, of course.
Sounds like you got them all. What's that one that's down in Centennial Park?
Oh, yeah, it's the Pompanoag.
Okay. If you were flying home from New York, where would your plane land?
In the land of Nashville.
And what's the place it would land called?
At the airport.
Okay. If you were driving, is there a different word for you beside the airport for a smaller place where planes land? Is there a place in Portland where planes land?
Yeah, airfield.
It's called an airfield.
Oh, we have an airport now.
Okay.
Airstrip.
Okay. Okay. Now you have an airport.
Okay.